The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.
For St John of God, your emergency specialist now open 24/7. Will Kelly on debut now has the shoulder in a sling.
Yeah, there you go. And that was the Hawks' lowest score, Kozer, for Curse High since 1964.
Wow. So the master coach has a number being done on him because positionally I reckon they were better. Tactically, they appeared to be better as well. Lee Brown, as the Magpies make their way off Giant Stadium.
Yeah, a couple of changes that the Pies made positionally worked really
Elliot
well for
them.
Elliot was good in the middle. Varco back. Phillips to a wing. Just made some really good decisions. I thought they were clean early, particularly when it was obviously a little bit drier, not as slippery. But their effort in the first half was very, very good. Second half was sloppy and average from everyone, but they got the win, the Pies, and that's what they needed to get their season back on track. And like we've said a couple of times, sets up a really big game next Friday night. And to play in front of 30,000, it's going to be a little bit foreign for these guys now.
Yeah.
And, you know, new experience and, different environment getting over to Perth as well.
Who are the Hawks got next week, Kozer? Just have a check because, gee whiz, they're in a world of pain at the moment.
Hawthorn have got Melbourne, so the pain's going to continue for the Hawks.
That might be their chance to get back on track next week.
Clearly the pain will continue as the Demons.
Someone's got to win that game.
Put them to the sword. You can imagine how that's going to go. So inside the Hawthorn room's injury toll is Jonathan Patton, no doubt about that, and Will Kelly in the Collingwood rooms as well. We'll stick with it and get the song downstairs with the Magpies as they make their way in. Certainly jubilant, and then we will find our Stimatic standouts. Stimatic, your disaster restoration experts. You want to have your say? KFC still open and frying, offering contactless, delicious KFC. Get on board the Twitter sphere as well, and we'll bring you all the details, all the players' post-match interviews for Geelong Marine World when we tick over into the fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. As the Magpies get around young Will Kelly.
He's holding a bottle with that left hand.
He's smiling, so he's not too sore.
He's in the middle now, so hopefully they're reasonably gentle with him as he goes into the middle along with R2 Boston Avalanche.
Shoulders just in the middle there, Kaz, just tackling to the ground.
Tackling.
Sometimes they can be boisterous with the debutants. They're gentle as they head in towards the middle, and you can see obviously that it's bittersweet, isn't it, for Will Kelly on debut, kicked the goal with his first kick in AFL, and then ends the night in a sling around his left hand. So some thinking time for Alistair Clarkson now. The Hawks on the road, they will meet the Demons next week, and for Collingwood, a huge game against the Geelong Footy Club.
On the road, are they?
Well, everyone's on the road. Everyone's on the road. Scott Pendlebury's already claimed WA as his home ground advantage. He said, I think that's our deck over there.
Oh, they appreciate the bye next week, the Hawks,
won't
they?
Oh, hang on a moment.
Says the Cowns.
Well, I was going to say, just let me have a look. Where are the Blues? Where are the Blues tracking at the moment?
They haven't been called irrelevant this week, though, the Blues.
I don't reckon the three of us on this side of the commentary box, Carlton, St Kilda and Melbourne, we probably can't throw too much mud. I wouldn't have
thought. Hey, we might take a quick break because I think they'll go into a meeting, and Isaac Quainer hopefully on the other side of this as well. So into the fifth quarter, huge win, 32-point win to the Magpies. They're all over the Hawks. Signature Homes, City to Surf Solar and Warralili. Live, breathe, K-Rock football.
The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.